For the record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Used to smoke gelato, now I'm smoking cookies. Started out with honor, never been a rookie. These 10 up front to book me, I ain't talking books. I can tell your niggas pussy by the way they look. I plan to see what that it grew into a flower. They make a scene when I pull up. Maybelline when I pull up. Now your lovers think I'm rich. She wanna fuck me cause I'm lit. I done been through shit that I could never forget. You put me through some shit that I may never forgive. And even though I love you, never trust you again. I don't know what they told you. It only matter what they show you. Text from your ex, that nigga say he missed the OU. Look at you now, it's no way he should even know you. Airing out my laundry, cleaning out my closet. My bitch went bad, it made me heartless. Lost my nigga, made me nauseous. I've been crossing, made me cautious. I've been betrayed by my dogs, they tried to beat me like a slave. I'm never tripping on a loss, I know I'ma win again. Why would you use me? But shit that you could get yourself. My uncle said they won't respect who don't respect they self. Keep them on they toes, that's what they told me. If you don't trust them, keep them close, that's what they showed me. And lately I don't really think nobody loves me. And lately all I really care about is the money. I plan to see what that's it grew into a flower. They make a scene when I pull up. Maybelline when I pull up. Now your lovers think I'm rich. She wanna fuck me cause I'm lit. I done been through shit that I could never forget. You put me through some shit that I may never forgive. And even though I love you, never trust you again.
Gave all my love to people who ain't need it. Stuck up in my room and now a nigga find demons. Blinded by your love, what was I thinking? We was supposed to fall together, now you leaving. Hard on ice, now I'm cautious with my love. See my cousin dead, now I'm giving up. Steady squeezing, oh my God, don't get no fuck.
I plan to see what that's it grew into a flower. They make a scene when I pull up. Maybelline when I pull up. Now your lovers think I'm rich. She wanna fuck me cause I'm lit. I done been through shit that I could never forget. You put me through some shit that I may never forgive. And even though I love you, never trust you again. I've been betrayed by one love.
Know that crack out of Minnesota, man. Minnesota, stand up. Yeah. You already know what it is, man. That shit for the record. Yeah. Y'all know what it is. You either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. It's Monstar Monday. You already know how we do. This is For The Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Gaza. Y'all know the motherfucking number, man. Don't make me say that motherfucker again, man. You know what? Fuck it. 929-477-2425. If you want to be live, my guest is in the fucking building. Sick is in the building, y'all. That's a fucking fact. So if y'all tapped in right now and y'all want to talk to him, maybe ask him a question, believe me, the lines are ready. Yo, callers, do not hang up. I see you. We not, you know how we do. We not just going to just bring them in. We got to let you feel them. Now, I'm going to keep it a buck. The first time that I ever heard anything, and I'm glad he sent it to me, man, was this shit right here, y'all. This is what I heard about Sick, yo. Yo, let's play that drip drop. Let's go. That's how we coming, Sick. This shit fly, guys, on phone, man.
like the way I drip drop. Rollie don't tick tock. Yeah, we getting big wild. And we headed to the tip top. She like the way my drip drop. Two bitches in the lip lock. Wet like lip gloss. I said she wet like lip gloss. Drip, drop. Make a drip sauce. Your mama get wet like a lick. She catching my wave. She was wet from the gate. She was wet from the gate. I'm drowning in all this designer. I'm flooding my cup, pour a pint up. I got tears in my ears like they crying. My diamonds, they drip like a sinus. When I ball, make the drip flow turn into a waterfall. All these big gets drippery wet. Watch your step cause you might fall. You like the way I drip drop. Rollie don't tick tock. Yeah, we getting big wild. And we headed to the tip top. She like the way my drip drop. Two bitches in the lip lock. Wet like lip gloss. I said she wet like lip gloss. Drip, drop, drip. VVS waterfall from my neck like a jet ski, she riding on me. When I hit line, she gon' slide on me. Her insides, they feel like the sea. Money is all that I see. Drip like a faucet, I leak. Know I'm gon' floss with my dog. Slow motion like I'm in the ocean. Sippin' on purple potion. It feel like I'm floating. You like the way I drip drop. Brody don't tick tock. Yeah, we getting big wop. And we headed to the tip top. She like the way my drip drop. Two bitches in the lip lock. Wet like lip gloss. I said she wet like lip gloss. Drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop.
Yeah. You ain't know what it is, man. You either do. Are you tuned out? You know the motherfucking vibes, man. This shit for the record. Yeah. Yeah. This shit smooth as hell, boy. Stop playing with him. Yo, that was my man Sick right there with Drip Drop. He is in the building. Hey, yo, Sick, let him know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Man, what up, though, man? You know what it is. Sick with it, Sick. Steel Wheel Records CEO, if you ain't know. You know what I mean? Trey Six veteran, you know what I mean? I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, North Side, man. You know, raised up, man. You know, but I be everywhere. They never there, though. So, you know, you never know where I'm at.
Hey, 100, man. It's a pleasure to have you on For the Record, finally. Finally, man. Oh, man, I've been wanting to have this interview for a long time. Since Drip Drop. Stop playing, yo.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
You know what I mean?
Man,
I just
do
a check,
man,
no sweat. You know, a nigga blessed so fresh. Got it all respect, no debt. BBS waterfall from my neck. Like a jet ski sliding on me. You know what I mean?
Just like that, y'all. Sick is in the building, Minneapolis. Over North is in the building. You know the motherfucking vibes. Tune in or you tuned out. Let's get to this interview. Caller, do not hang up. Stay right there. If you're listening right now, call in 929-477-2425 if you want to be a part of the show. If you're listening, well, we're about to give you something to listen to. Hey, yo, Sick, man, let the world know, when was the first time you took this music shit real serious?
You know what, man? I've been dibbling dabbling with the rap, man, for a minute as a little kid, you know what I mean? I used to try to pump my homeboy in the rap with me, you know what I'm saying, nigga? We had the big fight. You know what I mean? Shout out Kane Bang, man. Sure, man. You locked up in the feds right now, man. Sure. But, yeah, free my nigga Kane Bang. But, yeah, man, I when I was a youngster, I used to dibble and dabble with it. But, you know, I always knew I was cold because I had everybody around me tripped out how I was able to express and rhymes and words, my real life, you know what I mean? That's why I kind of like almost got up with the record label and created it called Still Real Records, because, you know, I felt that was going to be real regardless to the end. I'm still going to be real. Ain't nothing going to change. But to be honest with you with the situation, I was fighting the case, man, and I was in my room dibbling, dabbling, you know, I got some little artistic skills, and I created the logo. And then when I got to the joint, I started actually taking my time and, you know, being productive with my time instead of just sitting in a cell, you know what I mean? I started taking a notebook and categorizing it and putting it together. And then when I got out, you know, I already had a plan, so I didn't have to start with nothing. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to take it serious. And then I got back out, and everybody peeped my story. It was real, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they got to hear my life from, you know, what I went through, you know what I mean? And basically I started taking it serious and started using my free time to record music. So while everybody was hitting the club and out acting a fool, I was in the crib trying to figure out how to work the Pro Tools, you know what I mean? Trying to put these buttons work together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You making a dream happen. You already know what it is, man. It's not easy, and it definitely costs. You got to pay to play. And
definitely.
That's a fact, man. A lot of artists don't
definitely
understand that. You know what I mean? There's so many different ways that you may have to spend to up and level up. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. It's
right,
part of the game. You know what I mean? You can't get
right
everything for free, and you don't want to live out there with your hand up. So
right,
my next question to you is, when was the last time you performed? And do you have any performances coming up?
The last time I performed, well, first let me finish that last question, which was, you know what I'm saying, this people don't want to invest in themselves, invest in music. One of my toughest and biggest lessons in music was, I was at Guitar Center, and I was trying to debate, man, this when the inbox to Pro Tools first came out, and it cost $300. And I'm like, man, I did not want to spend $300 on some equipment to record myself, but I was like, man, I invested in myself, and look at me now, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I was able to continue recording music, but you got to invest in yourself, no matter if it's $300 you're going to spend on some Jords or $300 you spend on some equipment, because the equipment ain't going to, you know, wear out like some Jords or get dusty, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to continue to do what you do. So to answer that question before we move on, you know, last time I performed, if I was to be honest, like I said, man, this is still real, you know what I mean? You know, nigga, to go through life trials and tribulations. But the last time I performed for real was in jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm performing
that's
by my fellow inmates.
That shit count, G. For the record, that shit count, because I know you was rocking the crowd.
Man, you know, I'm in the county, like, you know what I mean, the dude at one of the staffs at the jail, county jail, he playing music and stuff. I'm like, hey, man, go slide and play this or whatever. So I let everybody hear my joint, you know, and I'm, you know, rapping in my little cubicle and everything so everybody can hear it, you know, as well as the workhouse. You know, I was locked up in the workhouse, and my song was getting played on the radio. Shout out to N.I., you know what I'm saying, for Camo J, but they was playing my record. So I'm yelling through a tear, like, hey,
wow,
man, that's my song.
Wow,
man,
that's,
you know,
my
man,
shit.
So everybody can hear
yeah
it, you know what I'm saying? Outside of that, man, before I got locked up, man, I performed out in St. Cloud, man. Shout out to AK, the block boss, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, the Red Sea veteran,
definitely,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah,
that.
He had a show out, I think it was Duluth or St. Cloud. I think it might have been St. Cloud. But, yeah, I went out there and rocked the drip drop, man, and it was a bar. It wasn't even a bar. It was a club. It was a two-level club, and it was super thick. But when I performed that drip drop, man, I had all them, you know what I'm saying, different nationalities, you know, talking about that drip drop, you know what I mean?
Hey.
You know, power, you know what I mean? You know, so, yeah, you know, I stay keeping it lit, though. You know?
That song right there, man, it's definitely an ear pleaser. You know what I'm saying? It can
right
be played anywhere from the hookah spot to the club spot,
hey,
a place where you play pool. You can still
right
listen to,
hey,
that,
you know,
song.
Crazy?
You feel?
You know what's crazy about that joint? After I came from that club, that show at the I was the club at that show. But after I came from a show, I went to the store because I had a store and I had a studio in my store, One Stop Shop, Minnesota, and I had my homeboy Quick rocking with me, helping me, you know, run a store with me, and I just started freestyling it. You know what I mean? It's a few songs that I freestyle just because I be feeling it, but I was feeling it so much that was all raw talent. You know what I mean? I don't really get to singing or whatever you want to call it, but I was feeling myself so much now. I'm like, I'm dropping, you know what I mean? So,
hey.
You know, that's why I'm like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? I had to really, like, you know, get it out. But, yeah, you know, drop came through a freestyle, you know what I mean? You know, and it came, you know, became
fine.
One of the well-known songs on the radio and all that.
Man, yo, that shit right there is a whole vibe. Call us. Do not hang. We're going to get to y'all right after this show, man, because we ain't even done with Sick yet. Hey, yo, tell me a little bit about this song called 30.
Oh, 30. My guy.
Yeah, let's get to that.
You know,
let's get to
that. Okay. Right. You want me to tell you about it or you want to play it?
Oh, you can go give us a little, give the people a little story behind it.
So, yeah, so first of all, I'm from 36. I say I'm from 36, so I got 30 on my whip. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking, because I got that 30 in me, so it automatically came out, you know, and my homeboy said, he was telling his brother, he's like, man, we're Sick, get to playing with them numbers and get to, you know, being charismatic with all them concepts, because I come from the concept era. Anybody can rap, you know what I'm saying? But when you make it music like the Eminems and the Tupacs and the Ludacris, you end up actually making a song that's kind of like impossible for others to make unless you're a real artist. So the 30 thing is like, how can you make a whole song talking about 30? You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, it was a challenge for me. I like to challenge myself in rap. I don't compete with the local scene. I compete with the stars that's already there. You know what I'm saying? So I basically, you know, try to explain everything with 30 and make it rhyme and, you know, talk real life facts. So, yeah, check me out. It's real life. You know what I mean? Still real.
Yo, Sick go crazy.
Thirty.
either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. You already know we do this 7 days a week, no days off. For the Rick of Radios, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Gather. We here with my special guest. Hey, yo, that track hard, dog. I like that. Even, yo, you said 30 with every bar, but every bar meant something. Yo, you there? Talk to me, man.
Yes, sir, man. 30, man. You know what I mean?
Man.
It all makes sense, though, and it's a true story. Like I said, man, my bro was facing 30 years and got 130 months. Real talk, man. He free scope, you know what I mean? My big brother got 14 years, man, a conspiracy, man. But he out now, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was facing 30 years and got 130 months, you know what I mean? 30. Real life story, man. You know?
Man. Yo, callers, do not hang up. I'm going to get right to you. You ready to take some callers, Sid?
Yes, sir, always. Oh, you know, man, I got to get ready. I stay ready, man. You know, Liz, look
it. Let's get it then. And, yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and let them know what you do.
Yo, this your boy, Pops, from Chopping Up with Pops 420. What's going on, y'all? What's up, Sick? Ooh. What's up, Gaza?
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Minnesota.
I think I seen the flyer to your joint, Chopping Up with Pops.
Oh,
hell
yeah,
yeah.
That's that
hell
420,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm talking about Pops right now.
Hey,
hell yeah,
Pops, man.
Pops is chopped right now, too.
Yo, Pops, you know I got to ask you, what you smoking on, Pimpin'?
Man, I'm smoking on several different kinds tonight. I'm smoking on Basio, Gelato, Garlic, Cocktail.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
I can't think of the other two I'm smoking on, but yeah, I got some heavy hitters in the Apple Fritters, one of them.
Yeah, he got a Kush cocktail.
Hey, yeah, he got a cocktail from hell, boy.
Hell yeah.
That's my yo, man. Hey, yo, Pops, man.
You got to stay there to be there,
you
feel me?
That's a fact, though. Yo,
hell
Pops,
yeah.
Let them know what you do, man.
For sure, man. Every Thursday night right here on For the Record Radio, I have a show called Chopping Up with Pops 420. I invite local independent artists into my crib. They sit on my couch. We spin their music, give them an interview, smoke a lot of fucking weed, and we do giveaways. So you got to call in to get a giveaway. Okay? The way we do this, we play a game called Puff Puff Pass. Okay? Where I draw a card, I'll read the question, you answer it, you win the prize. You don't answer it, you got to take a puff, and that's the end of the call.
That's
well,
it.
You get to talk to the guest, but you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. Chopping up with Pops, man.
Oh,
every
we
Thursday,
do it all on Instagram
in.
And Facebook Live.
That's a
y'all
fact.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in and tap in.
Pops, you've got a question for my special guest tonight.
I do. Sick. Man.
What up, though?
I was going to ask you where you got your name from, but I can tell by your music, man, you a bad man. So,
right on, man.
What you smoking on tonight, brother?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm smoking on the black and mild because the nigga on probation, parole, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I'm out here trying. I'm halfway out, you know what I mean? You know,
and
that's talk, man.
For the record.
Yeah, that's a testimony. And you know what's crazy? I was smoking on all types of stuff, but you know that's what happens when you smoke too much. You end up getting in a situation like me because I got in trouble out here in Denver, Colorado. Because you know I'm in the Mile High, where you get high, literal. You know what I mean? So I got caught with too much weed, shall we say, way too much. You know what I mean? So I had to go to jail, man, and I, you know, go to a halfway house and all that. So I'm halfway out the situation, but you know, I got to go through it to get through it. But yeah, my favorite smoke though is that Gorilla Glue, man.
Oh, that glue!
Man, I had some Gorilla Glue last week. That shit was fire.
Yeah. Ring crack too.
Oh man!
Hell yeah!
Yo, Pops, man, you know, I usually ask you for a request, but I want you to hear this song. But I don't know if Sick might know this song. Let me ask him real quick. He may know this song. He may know the artist. your pops, but I got to play this, all right?
Go for it, brother. Let's listen.
But I bet you're going to love it.
Sure.
I bet you're going to love
it. I bet I will, too.
Yo, hey, yo, pops, let's see. Let's see a Sick know this artist. Hey, yo, Sick, do you know this song?
What up, though?
Thoughts from your neighborhood and word.
Hey. Hey, yo, hold on. Wait up. I played too much. Yo. You know that song?
I want to say, shout out Young Rick, my Bay Area veteran.
Man. Yo, introduce that song to the world, Sick.
Oh, man, you know, that's no cap, man. You actually, like I said, it's a real life story, so y'all can understand. And when you're going through something, which I hope and pray that you don't have to go through it. I was on a run hiding out, and that's why my music is really deep, and it should be interesting to other individuals. But I was on a run out in Oklahoma, and my homeboy, Young Rick from the Bay, hit me up, man, I need you to get on this track. So I slapped it together in like an hour, you know what I'm saying? It's called No Cap. So I snapped out and sent it back to him, and, you know, he put another Bay Area dude on it, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Young Rick, No Cap. So y'all quit capping and y'all rap, man.
Just like that.
Hell yeah.
Thoughts from your neighborhood and word.
Y'all give him a call, 994-777-2425. They live, y'all. Wait for the call.
Feeling like Joe Blow in this motherfucker, man. No cap. No LOL, no smiley face. You know that nigga from the Bay. Like he say. Check a real nigga out, the same nigga that was posted at the corner store, turning corners, hitting licks with the hood hoe. And time repeats itself, moving like big rapping. This made moves a little quiet, you know, on the low. Like pop, cop blocks instead of shot. But like my nigga Yum say, shit gotta stop. Now I'm a businessman, working on my business plan. And success is on the plate, looking like steak. And I done made hella mistakes, coulda done 10 straight. Free my nigga Aunt Eric Love and Moni May. They just released Lil Roy, fresh out the gate. And we just tryna make a way, you know, anyway.
I'm praying for my walls, laying on my foes. Mama told me, boy, you better take it slow. All this business on my mind, tryna mind my business. This life that I'm living, I'm just tryna live it. I'm praying for my walls, laying on my foes. Boy, you better take it, no cap. All this business on my mind, tryna mind my business. This life that I'm living, I'm just tryna live it.
Trying to find my purpose and how I'm living. I'm tired of getting involved in all these decisions. My dogs ain't even following my vision. It's problems I can't solve with all these riches. They look what I'm whipping, look at the grip, but they didn't listen. They acting different, say I ain't gotta think I'm a magician. Who is you kidding? When I needed you niggas was missing. I was 60 from the deep end. I got 6 kids, I don't need friends. Break up, can we make up? I just really need to wake up. My partner just got a case cut. Got 100 days in the wake up. Motivating all my niggas around me, show my niggas how to get a pay cut. We elevating, we ain't laid up. I just pray the Lord, he come save us.
My life ain't no cap, feeling like I'm Kodak. I ain't worried about no broad, I want my bro back. Independent, so it's no tax. I made it from the bottom to the top and I won't go back. I'm praying for my walls, laying on my foes. Mama told me, boy, you better take it slow. All this business on my mind, trying to mind my business. This life that I'm living, I'm just trying to live it. I'm praying for my walls, laying on my foes. Mama told me, boy, you better take it slow. All this business on my mind, trying to mind my business. This life that I'm living, I'm just trying to live it.
This is for the record where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Geyser. Y'all know the number to call, man. It's halftime. It's 8:30, 7:30 in other places. Y'all know what's going on. Tune in or you motherfucking tuned out. We live here with my man, Sick. Hey, yo, Sick, man. What I'm hearing with all this music I'm hearing a lot of you song making. You not just a rapper. You know what I mean? Because you agree that you are an artist and not a rapper.
Definitely.
Because I see you painting pictures. Like I see it.
Right, definitely. I that's what I say, man. It's a lot of niggas out here rapping, and big ups to them niggas that can put it together real fast. But I like to listen to a story. Now, I don't want to say stories because, you know, a lot of people like to listen to stories and just rap as well. But you put together real good compositions, you know what I mean? And I think that's what some of the greatest did, you know, from Boosie to Nelly to T.I. to Ludacris to Tupac, Pimp C., you know, 50 Cent, Pop Smoke, you know, DMX, you know what I mean? I keep going, Master P, you know, Jermaine, pre-Gucci Mane, you know, these people was really making songs and making themselves, you know, timeless, you know. So, you know, my story is timeless as well. You know, if a person had time to go to church or whatever you want to go and say your testimony, my testimony is in my music, you know what I mean? And I think that's the difference between a rapper and someone making music, you know what I mean? Because rap, it's cool, but you get tired of after a couple months or whatever. But you can go back and play. You know, you see the radios right now. They playing old Pac, Ice Cube. You know, they keep playing it back to back. You know what I mean? Because it's timeless music. You know what I mean? It really touched people's souls.
Man, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of us who can relate to at least three or four of your songs. And I see you got many. I got a list here. I ain't even going to lie, y'all. Callers do not hang up. Yo, let's get to this next caller. Let's get to it. We never know who going to stop by, man. Yo, caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do? Yo, you live.
I bring drums here.
Hey, yo.
Hello?
Hey, what up, Paulie? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, my G? You must have not heard the beat, but you know me. I know who you are. What's the vibe, my guy?
Yeah, I know every once in a while it does that. I don't hear, an unmute or anything like that. I don't know I'm on here.
Well, we live, man. Yo, Paul Mass TV is in the motherfucking building. Yo, Paulie, let the world know what you do. We got a lot of new listeners right now.
Okay. Well, as I said, my name is Paul Mash. I'm from a show called Paul Mash TV, and what I do is I interview the independent artists, and some of them need, exposure and get their name out there, and that's what I help with. And all you need is a program called Zoom, and also if you can send me a link to one of your YouTube videos, I can put that on right after that. And the interviews aren't long, usually between 5 or 10 minutes, maybe a little longer. And I can get it to you in about an hour or so after I hang up from Zoom. And if anybody out there, especially your guest, if he's interested in being on the show, let me know, and we'll figure out something.
That's a fact, though. Yo, you with it, Sick? I can link you up. It's
oh,
no
yeah,
problem.
You know,
you need it. Zoom. Yo, you got a video
man,
out, right?
Yeah, I got over 150 videos, man. Check out the YouTube. Just Google Still Real Records or Sick Still Real. And then I got a new YouTube called, you know what I mean, Still Real Films. You know what I mean? I'm dropping all my new music on and new videos on. Yep. But, yeah, it's a pleasure,
you know,
man. I'm definitely with all activities, as Mozzie say. You know what I'm saying? So I would definitely love to, bless that situation.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to take care of you. Yo, Paulie, you know how we rocking. We're going to definitely get that together and get Sick on your show, man. I think it'll be great because all exposure is good exposure. Unfortunately, bad and good is exposure. You know what I mean? Let's get that. I just had a conversation about good exposure and bad exposure. That's crazy. I just spoke about this today. That was earlier this morning. You know what I mean? For independent artists, man, you know, I don't suggest to use the bad exposure. But if you about that life, really write down what you think you should write down. Let's just put it like that. You feel me? The ears have walls.
Yeah.
I mean, the walls have ears, and that's everywhere we go, even right here. You know what I mean? Always watch what you write, how you put it down, and how you present it to people, because everybody's perspective is always going to be different. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just want to put that out there to be 100. Yo, Paulie, I got a real track that I know you're going to like from my man Sick. You heard? Yo, sit right there. We're going to tap in with you. Stay right there. Hey, yo, man. You know I gotta play this right, man. I just gotta do it. It's only right.
Hold on.
You gotta introduce that motherfucker, man.
Shout out Mr. Hello from the Ghetto. That's me and him. We put together a project called Trust Fund Baby. If you don't know what a Trust Fund Baby is, you know, Google it, you know what I mean? But, you know, we call Trust Fund Babies niggas that's getting paid by the feds to give information, but that's not the real definition. Trust Fund Baby is a person who knows how to put together stuff by himself and make his own income, you know what I'm saying? But, man, we put together this project. It's called Trust Fund Babies, man. And then I just, you know, like this whole record, our whole album, we freestyled, not freestyled this. We just talking about fugazi people, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a lot of fugazis out here, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, I'm freestyling, so I'm playing with it how I play with it, man. You know what I mean?
Let's
shout
get
out
it
hello
there.
To
you guys.
All this weight, I'm in somebody pray for me. Hope the FADs don't put a case on me. I got the recipe, I'm in the bakery. If they lay on me, I got the 8 on me. If they pray for me, I got the K on me. Keep the heat on me and that's perfectly. I got the glizzy on me with no stare there. Tell them play with me, you can get it. If I rap about it, then I live it. If you live it, can you get a witness? You with a nigga selling tickets. You niggas chillin' on your business. My niggas nailin' on your bitches. We whip it, sell it, then we flip it. You dead, you jealous niggas be the stickers. Cause niggas fugazi, niggas counterfeit. Niggas figures, they come by the sound of it. Got that Mickey Mouse drum on the rungs and smoking that OG skunk, I got a pound of it. I'm trying to double up, watch how I bubble up. You ain't a hustler, you just a customer. You fell in love with her, I was just fucking her. If you stuck on her, I see you cuffing her. Them niggas ain't really your dogs. You niggas live in a facade. I hop run the town, you run with the law. You down for the cause, or you running your jaws. You niggas is flawed, you niggas is frauds. You niggas is leasing your cars. You posting them pictures with stars, but really them niggas don't know who you are. You niggas fugazi.
You niggas fugazi. You niggas fugazi. 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 Fugazi. You niggas fugazi.
Yeah. You niggas fugazi. I know the truth. He got the dip and it's ready to shoot. You know how I do, don't call no low. Came from the stoop, got my bitch in the coupe. She go in the stack, she bring me the low. Let that go bang on you and your crew. You niggas be playing, end up in the stoop. Think it's cute to do what you do. They callin' my phone, I slide through the wall. Call it the trap, I call it the stoop. Killin' the drink cause he thought it was juice. Fuckin' with sick, I ain't talking the flu. Boy, the mob, no send me the boo. My life is a job, my pockets is full. You niggas is mad and I'm fuckin' with you. Play with my bag, lose more than a tooth. You niggas is bag, you niggas is blue. Fuck what he saying, you playin' your role. Suckers be hatin', you know how this go. Load up the pole and I hop on the road. Cream off the app, you niggas for show. Used to be friends, you niggas is cold. They fuck with the Mac, you know how this go. Play with my cash, I cop what I want. This shit for my dad, I line him and talk. You bitches be quiet, you better not talking. Hell is my name and I got what you want. Forget you as fuck for the things you thought. I'll make them look mad to see what I bought. Boy, you look bad, have a seat in the couch. I told my bitch to fuck on my house. But first she go dip and put dick in her mouth.
You get it. You niggas you niggas fugazi. You niggas fugazi. 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 Fugazi.
I felt that shit, boy. Stop playing. I'ma bump that motherfucker right there. Yeah, them boys just fugazi.
Wait on me, somebody. You know, like I said, yeah, they fugazi, man. That's that old school word. You know what I mean? You know they say cap now. from our time. It was fugazi. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Nigga, they don't mean they don't mean somebody pray for me. Hope the effigies don't put a case of me. I got the recipe. I'm in the bakery. You know what I mean? You know? Yeah, sir,
oh,
man. Fugazi. It's a out there don't want to be themselves, you know what I mean, you know, but it is what it is. Be yourself however you is, you know what I'm saying, you know. I'm going to continue to do me regardless.
Huh? That's what I'm talking about, man. We here live, we sick. We got about roughly 20 minutes left. If you tuned in right now when you were on the link, call in 929-477-2425 because this is where the independent artist matters the most. Callers, do not hang up. Stay right there. No man left behind. Y'all know the fucking vibe. If we got to go overtime, then we will. I want to give you your time to explain to up-and-coming artists what not to do as a young man so they could possibly strategize better to be more great while they're growing, my man. I'm going to shut the fuck up, and I want you to talk to them.
Oh, well, check it out, man. You know, make every minute count, you know what I mean? And learn from people's mistakes. Don't just learn from your mistakes, but learn from your mistakes. But don't just learn from your mistakes. Learn from other people's mistakes, you know what I mean? Niggas get killed for digging in a nigga pocket or less than that, you know what I'm saying, walking across the street. So make everything you do, you know, count, you know what I mean? You know, there's a lot of people that didn't make it, you know what I'm saying? So do what you can do to make it for, because they didn't make it, you know what I'm saying? R.P. Mezzy, my nephew Mezzy, you know what I mean, from Nepal, you know what I'm saying? 200, you know what I mean? R.P. J-Dot, one of the coldest youngins out there, you know what I mean? You know, and individuals end up passing away. So make your time the best time and keep your, you know, your mind on what's productive, you know what I mean? You know, and, you know, I got a song called Killer Be Killed. My last album I made, it was called 1111, and I was basically about to put out some good energy music for all the listeners, you know, because as artists, we are, our responsibility is to put out the music that matters, and we don't want to mislead the youth, you know what I'm saying, R.P. the Jacker, you know what I'm saying, you know, we got a song called Mislead the Youth, but, you know, a lot of people make music, and, you know, they be talking about a lot of stuff that, like you said, the bad things, you know what I'm saying, the bad attention, you know, all attention is good, but don't put out the bad attention, so these youngsters and these kids end up thinking it's cool to go hurt people, you know, the what's real. As real as staying alive, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Buying your mama a house, you know what I'm saying? Watching your kids grow, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody, you know, if y'all got time in your life, whether you're youngsters or you're older, you know, individuals, man, use your time to make the best effort and, you know, leave something whenever you do go, whether it's naturally or not, that you leave, you know, something, your legacy, what's your legacy going to be, you know what I'm saying? So make everything count. So whenever, it, you know, you do pass away, people remember you for what you've done, your legacy, you know what I'm saying? Not running around acting a fool or, you know what I'm saying, hurting others, you know what I mean? You know, and build up your catalog, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, hitting the club and that's it. I'm going to go sit on the block and ride around in cars with other, you know, people. That ain't going, you know, that ain't making your time, making use of your time. Make, you know, treat your time like it's valuable. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that I ain't trying to be preaching and lecturing. It's just something coming from a real dude. I done everything you could possibly think of. So, you know, I did that shit about 3 times. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's coming from a nigga who actually did it. It ain't a nigga that's talking, you know, just trying to give you some advice or talk your ear off. It's really like, you know, a nigga who really did it. You name it, I done it, unless it's some weirdo, you know, weirdo stuff, you know what I mean? So, you know, make the best of your time, man. And like I said, learn from people's mistakes. Learn from my mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to make mistakes, so let's learn from them, because everybody in this world who's been successful have made mistakes, and they learned from them, so they were able to come harder, you know what I mean? And, you know, do better, you know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, make the best of your time and learn from your mistakes and others' mistakes.
There's only one thing to do, bro. I'm not even going to... I'm going to let that shit sit in on it.
You know that I'm gangster. You know that I'm thuggin', you niggas be talkin', my niggas be bustin'. You know that we gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. You know that I'm gangsta, you niggas be bluffin'. You talkin' that loud shit, they ain't talkin' about nothing. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta.
If you scared, go to church, I've been a G since birth. You just gangsta in your verse, I'm knee deep in the dirt. Streets the curse, dodge your police in the hearse. Gun play on broad day, I'll put your peeps in the shirt. Niggas active on my turf, you acting niggas the worst. Got that sack? Stay strapped to get snatched up for your work. Bullies with them fullies, no mask, no hoodies. Run up in your shit for the cash if you pussy riding dirty with the 30. Catch a worm bright and early. This thing hella purdy and I'm aiming at your pearly. Sock you out like Tupac and smash off in a hurry. Two Glocks slitting off 60 shots like I'm Curry. I used to gang bang, now I'm banging your bitch. Quick to run up on your niggas, we don't hang out the whip. The name's sick and I'm as gangsta as gangsta gets. You niggas talk a good one, but you ain't talking about shit.
You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm thuggin'. You niggas be talking, my niggas be bustin'. You know that we gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. You know that I'm gangsta, you niggas be bluffin'. You talkin' that loud shit, they ain't talking about nothing. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. I'm 50, 20's a G, I bet they heard of me. P36, the street get money, screaming fuck the police. Hello 100, you don't want a gangsta, put you to sleep. Walk to a sheep, I'm from a place where niggas prey on the weak. Mine gon' eat, dumping work or even pushing this tree. Fucking for free, ain't my C's, bitch, I'm charging a fee. Bro, we gangsters for real, play all them games and get killed. We in the field, real still, you don't want me on your heel. We getting high all the time, ain't one OD on them pills. You're too easy to key out here, slipping, sleep at the wheel. I'm a gangster, little nigga, give a fuck how you feel. You're a wankster, not a killer, punch you right in your grill. I came from 200,000 on my way to a meal. I went from public housing to the house on the hill. Niggas is wanksters, you niggas is busters. You talk too loud, cuz, and I can't trust ya. You know that I'm gangster, you know that I'm thuggin'. You niggas be talking, my niggas be busting. You know that we gangster, you know that I'm gangster. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta. You niggas be bluffing, you talking that loud shit, they ain't talking about nothing. You know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta, you know that I'm gangsta, just know that I'm gangsta, I'm gangsta.
I don't wanna hit your wood, ain't no weed in it. Bitch, I'm so gangsta that my pockets got G's in it. Call me Hugh Hefner, Rogers, fucker, don't need the bitch. Sick, got the force looking mad, the meanness with. Grew up with the gangsters in the killer time. In November, he be dead by December, huh? Nobody miss you when you're floating up that river, huh? Mailman with these bullets, I deliver, huh? Take it, deliver, huh? I'm so motherfucking gangster and my mama know it. When I was two, I told the captain in my corduroys. 22 long rifle, pay the quarter for it. And I ain't speaking to the judge, I pay the lawyers for it. My little cousin said he Gucci in his Gucci shoes. Niggas in the club staring, trying to price they move. I bust a nigga head wide open with these bottles, dude. Alright, hit you with that Glocky with these.
You know that I'm gangster, you know that I'm thuggin'. You niggas be talking, my niggas be busting. You know that we gangster, you know that I'm gangster. You know that I'm gangster, you know that I'm gangster. You know that I'm gangster, you niggas be bluffing. You talking that loud shit, they ain't talking about nothing. You know that I'm gangster, you know that I'm gangster. You know that I'm gangster.
You either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. My man Sick is in the building. That was that No I'm Gangster, man. That was a perfect track after he said what he said. Every independent artist, listen. Don't just hear him, man. Listen to what he say, man. For real, man. He could tell you about it like he said. Hey, yo, Sick, man. You ready to get to these callers? We got 10 minutes left. Callers, do not hang up. You ready, Sick?
Yes, sir. If y'all got time, tap in, man. All my people, come hit us up, man. 929-477-2425, man. Hit us up, man.
You heard the man. Let's get to these callers. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? We here live with my man, Sick. Minnesota stands up. Northside, what up?
What they do? King Push Money in the building. BKA, a.k.a. Mr. Seattle.
Hey, yo, what you think about his music? Let's just get right to it. What you think about the music?
Hold on, hold on. What do I think about this individual as a person as a whole, man? That's on some old black power shit, man. What's going with it,
sir? Yes, sir.
I'm told
yes, sir. Hey, black niggas that can rap, lives matter.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
My man, King Kush Money. We in Seattle right now. Yo, King Kush Money,
yes,
let the world know
what you do.
And if you have a question for my independent artist here, man, definitely shoot one, man.
You already know, my brother, man. King Kush Money, what I do every Wednesday night here on For the Record Radio. I got my own show, man, The Control Room. We got some calls in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. Yo, we have a lot of fun, man, playing up with dope independent artists, man, such as this young brother right here, man, this young talent, this young power, this young knowledge, you know what I'm saying, this black brother right here. But y'all make sure y'all stay locked in, man. That's what we do every Wednesday night, 6 a.m. West Coast time, The Control Room. Yo, this Wednesday, next Wednesday, man. Oh, no, this Wednesday. Come on, this Monday. Tune in, man. Mike Deuce going to be in the building. It's going down, man. Shout out to Fly Guys, man. Always looking out for your boy. That's what he do, man.
Yeah. We got
I'm
us.
Lit up, man.
We got
up
us.
Christmas
the record,
tree,
baby.
Let's get it.
I be trying to tell them, we got us. For the record, it's not just the same. You feel me? You know when they be in your inbox, yo, I got you. Yeah, you know how many people had to stop and tell them, nah, you ain't got me, bro. We got
we
us.
Got
you gotta have, yeah, you gotta have you, and I gotta have me in order for us to even do anything.
Right, it's like it's like a cycle. It's like a cycle. It's like a bike. You know, there's two tires and then there's the pedals. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
And then there's someone pushing the pedal. And then someone, and then there's someone, you know, steering as well.
Man,
you
got to
have your own. You know, the come on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look.
No, I was interviewing at 7 o'clock.
Man,
working together.
That shit.
Definitely working together, man.
I'm gonna talk
man.
To me.
Hey, yo, King Kush Money, man, you got a question for my man, Sick.
Sick, man, where you see it at, man? What's your plan? Like, what do you, you know, I mean, how you coming, man, with the music, man? And you know what I'm saying? Where you see it at the next 5 years? Like, I see how you coming, man, and you know what I'm saying? Do you think your type is what's next? Because right now, you know what I'm saying, you know, is open.
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, shoot, you know, that's why I always been independent because, you know, I came up in the game in the mind frame that probably everybody came in with, like, thinking that they're going to end up meeting Lil Wayne or meet someone and they're just going to blow up by meeting someone. But you got to put the work in for yourself and, you know, look at people like, you know, rest in peace, Young Dolph, you know what I mean, and Gucci Mane and you know, a lot of Bay Area artists that, you know, put it together themselves. So with that being said, you know, my music going to be timeless. And what we got to remember is not to get stuck in the music and branch out and let your music take you to other horizons, you know, like opening businesses and, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, just basically taking that talent and not letting it stay in one spot, you know what I mean? Because same way as the TIs and all them, they doing home developments and they opening community centers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And you know me, I got a plan. You know, like I said, I don't sit in jail and just sit still and let them get the best of me. You know, I make the best out of my situation. So I created a nonprofit, you know what I mean? And you know, I'm gonna be out there helping the troubled youth and the repeat offenders, you know, learn how to gain stability and using some of that money that they raise to help out the elderly. You know what I mean? That's real. You know what I mean? When you run around talking about how many bodies you got, you say, you know, I'm talking about you smoking on somebody, but you're not responsible for none of that stuff. All 10 of y'all niggas couldn't kill one nigga, you know what I'm saying? So y'all talking about y'all smoking on somebody. But anyways, you know, use all that time to, you know, to put something positive out in the universe, because with my music, I believe it's always going to be timeless, and it's always going to be out there because I'm an independent individual, and I'm working on myself, building my own empire, you know what I'm saying, my own enterprise. So, you know, my music going to forever be living, you know, even when I ain't here, it's still going to be living because it's going to be stories that people can go back and relate to. So I'm going to still keep putting it down, man. It's going to go into the clothing line, and it's going to the nonprofits. It's going to go into the businesses, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I see myself at in 5 years. I see myself being a motivational speaker, you know what I mean, and a philanthropist, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, I don't want to step my butt. Don't get it twisted. I'm still going to be making music because, like, you know, Snoop Dogg just bought Death Row, you know what I'm saying? So the music don't stop because you get older, you know what I'm saying? You know? You know, so you're going to be able to still continue to push your music as long as you want to push your music. And our homie Kane Bang just hit me up from the feds on Corley, said, man, don't stop the music because you got a real life story to tell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You go,
that's
I go
right.
through a lot of stuff in life, and it sometimes overpowers. Like I said, my situation right now, I'm not ashamed because my life is a testimony. I'm in a halfway house right now, but I'm a man of many hats, so I'm able to still be able to make interviews. Nigga, I just got out of a group, nigga, a phone interview group, you know, because I got to go through what they make me go through, but I got to do what I got to do to get through it, you know what I mean? And, you know, take this time to be able to still, you know, do what I'm supposed to do, you know what I mean? So even though I'm going through something, I'm still able to actually push the line, you know, with the music and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, it's all about the legacy, man, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. That's a major fact. Yo, I don't know, man. This guy's dropping a lot of gems. I hope they listen and we live with Sick. Straight from Minnesota, Northside. You already know the motherfucking vibe. Hey, yo, Kush, man. Yo, callers, by the way, we're going overtime. So, Kush, don't hang up because this cat got some hot. You think I played something? I ain't played shit yet. I ain't going to lie to you, man. This guy's hanging. This guy's packing heat, yo. I ain't capping.
Hey,
I'm
strapped up.
You know, if he didn't have no heat, he wouldn't be on for the record, man. You know what it is, man. If it's not Fly Guys on Crew, I don't know what to tell you.
What
you
tell
me? Yo, call it. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Because this shit for real, though.
Hey, that pop, take
like that. Yeah.
I got them balls for real, I got them hoes for real, I got them balls for real, them niggas is hoes for real, 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 I got them balls for real, I got them hoes for real, I got them balls for real, them niggas is hoes for real, 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 on these streets for real, I keep the heat for real, I don't get sleep for real, I get up and she for real, I'm a little G for real, lil' mama a beast for real, we fuck up the shit for real, I'm a lover to free for real, my city get cold for real, better keep your glow for real, I need me a low for real, my team full of gold for real, my niggas on gold for real, my niggas on fold for real, my bitches in toes for real, my bitches miss old for real, we smoking no G for real, don't fuck with police for real, they don't wanna be for real, ain't nothing for free for real, I fuck with the Migos for real, my plug with the tequila for real, I drip like a needle for real, your hoe I don't need it for real, I need me a meal for real, my diamonds is real for real, yeah I'm in the field for real, I got them pills for real, we popping them seals for real, we shopping the hills for real, yeah I got the kill for real, I gotta stay real for real, I got them bows for real, I got them hoes for real, I got them poles for real, you niggas is hoes for real, for real, for real, for real. I got that word for real. For my niggas in jail for real. They live in the hell for real. They can't get a bail for real. They stuck in a cell for real. Gotta watch your tail for real. Some niggas a tail for real. I donate a scale for real. Just throw me the bells for real. Take a trip from the road for real. I deliver the load for real. I'm getting this dough for real. I'm coast to coast for real. I don't need a deal for real. I just need the bills for real. You niggas is squeal for real. You niggas ain't real for real. I got them bows for real. I got them hoes for real. I got them poles for real.
out. It's for the record, baby. Black guys are pro. Yo, we overtime. Let me explain overtime is.
Appreciate it. Overtime is
if you hang up, you can't call back. Nobody can hear us but us right now. If they want to know what's going on overtime, they got to hear the whole show over on the recording. So we overtime right now. Don't hang up, callers. We're going to get to all the callers. Remember, if you hang up, bye-bye. Hey, yo, Sick, man. Since we overtime, we're going to get to the gritty of this shit, man. I really want to know, man. Besides music, what do you want to accomplish more that you haven't accomplished yet? Because you seem like you're driven. You got a story to your music. So I know you got more dreams that you want to get into. You feel me?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, I want to, they say it takes a village to raise, certain people, you know, our kids or everyone, you know, our child, mostly that's what, the saying goes, but I definitely want to be able to help out others, you know what I mean? Because if you come up in this world selfishly, you know what I mean? Like I said, your legacy don't mean nothing. So I want to be able to help out others, you know what I mean? Whether it's people that need help, you know, with, you know, rent, help with, you know, starting a business, you know, help with staying out of trouble, you know, help with, you know what I'm saying, making music, you know, help. I want to help others, you know what I mean? So, you know, I feel like I'm here to help others and help people learn from my, you know, lifestyle as well, because I figure everything that I'm going through in life isn't in vain. It's to be able to have the knowledge and the understanding or an experience to be able to tell the next person or teach the next person, you know what I mean? So I definitely want to continue to open more businesses, you know what I mean, from storefronts, locations, you know what I mean, to, you know, box trucks, you know what I'm saying, you know, to, anything, you know. I want to have all types of business. I want to, you know, spread myself out so I can, you know, basically continue to rise and, you know, build an enterprise, you know what I mean? So definitely want to be able to continue doing things for others and help them, you know, build things so other people can, you know, capitalize off of it.
Well, you know, around here, to say you spoke shit into existence, my brother. So all you got to do is put the tunnel vision on and drive that Porsche that way. You dig me?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
let sir. The haters hate, baby. Let the hey, top down. You know, let the titties out. You heard?
You know what man. I'm saying? Definitely. Let me know, I just hopped out the Porsche, man. You know what I mean? Like I say, man, I bought a Porsche while I was in prison, you know what I'm saying? Like Boosie said, I got the sickest Beamer, I got the sickest Medic, you know, I got the sickest Target, y'all 30, mine 40. My Porsche, y'all 30 is mine 40, you know what I'm saying? I'm pushing turbo Porsche, man. I got Porsche on my seat. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Man.
Thanks to God.
Talk your shit. You deserve it, man. This for the record. Talk your shit, man. You know what I mean? You turned nothing into something and lost it and turned it into something again. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you know, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we ain't taking no more. We ain't taking no more losses, so that's some free
no
game.
No more
man.
Losses,
you know,
bro.
If y'all don't go to jail, see, I thought jail was a way of life. You know what I mean? When you brought that life, you bound to trip up. You know what I'm saying? That's true in both ways, because you know there's no successful criminal. You're gonna end up having to beat the. You're gonna have to end up seeing the system regardless, because you can't beat the system. It's designed for that. But what you can do is stay out of jail, because if you go to jail, like myself, I think that's been the biggest downfall of my career, you know what I mean? I think I had to keep starting over, and I think it's like right now, I done been in jail, so I had to start over every time. But if you didn't have to start over, then you would continue to flourish. So everybody, if you don't go to jail, you know what I'm saying, you continue to stay out of jail. You can, if you're going to jail trying to get some money or something like that, if you stayed out of jail, you wouldn't have to worry about trying to get some money, because you would be to stack that money by then, you know what I'm saying, by staying out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
So stay out of jail and stay out of trouble, and you whatever you're trying to do is going to always flourish, because they can't take it from you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, you know? This is overtime. It's real talk, my nigga. Ain't nothing I can eat. There ain't no debate in that, y'all. You got to eat that up. Eat that up. Yo, callers. Don't hang up. Let's get to these callers, man. I almost forgot we was even on the radio, my guy. Hold on. Yo, callers, who are you? Where you from? And what the fuck do you do? Talk to me.
What it be? What it be? This be your old boy, OG Tiger Lee. What's up? What's up?
Oh, shit. Iowa in the building. What's the vibe, my guy? Shout out to Quad City. What? You know the vibe.
You already know what it is. What's good, my bro? Sagaza. What's happening, Seth?
What's up with it, brother, man? Appreciate you calling
What's
in.
What's going
man.
On, my man? What's going on? My brother, I feel your story. I don't have any particular questions for you at all. I'm gonna share with you for a minute. So, Gaza, you don't mind, do you?
Vibe out, my OG. You already know.
You already know. Let me share with you. Let me encourage you, brother. I'm a man. I am 56 years old. At the age of 20, I went inside maximum security prison. I didn't come out of prison. I think between the age of 20 and the age of 45, I had 1 year on the street. So I pretty much did 24 years of my life straight inside maximum security penitentiaries. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
What I hear you doing, talking about giving back and all these different things, that's what it's all about. You see what I'm saying? It's not where you start sometimes, it's where you end up.
You know, sir.
We all make mistakes, but it's what you learn from those mistakes and the idea that you want to give back, prevent other young brothers from making some of these same mistakes, you know what I'm saying? You can hustle without going to jail. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
One of the best hustles in the world is called a job.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? I mean, real talk.
Yes, sir. Facts.
You know.
Real talk.
It is sad to see the amount of brothers that are in there, but I was once young myself, and I was once foolish. You feel what I'm saying? I've been out now for 11 years, April 3rd, 11 years. When is April 3rd? Is
Congratulations.
Wow.
It's close.
April 3rd, 11 damn years.
It's April 4th. Might as well say it's April 3rd. It's all
that was
same
yesterday.
Thing.
Well,
yeah.
Shit, that was my anniversary yesterday, and I let it slip.
Man.
But that's cool. That just shows time going for me. You feel what I'm
Man.
Saying? I didn't even think
Man,
about
God
it. But
good.
Now that I think about
God
it,
is good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've seen a lot come, and I've seen a lot go. I see a lot that didn't make it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I've seen a lot that my age still making those same foolish mistakes, haven't learned nothing. And how sad it is. So, my brother, I encourage you, man. I definitely encourage you. It's always good to see another brother come from the inside and come to this side and try to do something positive with you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So
Appreciate you the fullest, Michael. And that's coming from someone that been through it. So like I said, you know, when the listeners or people in physical contact with us hear these stories, it's coming from people who actually experienced it, you know, and you know, you sat in them jail cells for 24 hours a day, you know what I'm saying? You sat and letting people tell you when to go and when not to go and feed you what they wanted to feed you, you know, but you didn't let that situation overcome your mind, and I respect you and salute you for that, you know what I mean? And definitely you know, like you said, one of the best things I got going for me right now is a job. You know what I mean? I'm getting paid like $1,500 a week, you know what I'm saying, by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got to worry about
that's what's up.
That's gangster.
You know what I mean? I'm getting paid $26 an hour, you know what I'm saying? So I'm able to do what I need to do. That's, you know. So why y'all out there hustling the streets, you know what I'm saying? You probably don't even make $1,000 a week,
check
you know what I'm saying?
Bag,
so
yo,
why not get a job? You know what I mean? So, you know,
Ain't
got to look over your back and watch your rearview mirror because you got it the right way.
Man.
You know what I mean? And
that's
I had to learn
it.
That at age 40. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
exactly
real
what
tough.
I'm talking about. See, I like how you talking, man.
Hey, yo, OG, let Sick know what you do around here.
Oh, we're coming on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 9 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast and 6 o'clock p.m. on the West Coast. Come tap in with me, OG Tyler Lee. Come bullshit with me. We have varied topics every week. I don't know what it'll be tomorrow, but it'll be something. And we have
a lot of fun.
We talk a lot of shit. You know, we laugh, we joke, we bullshit. You know, we do what we do. My show is an open forum. I don't give a damn what you say, how you say it, when you say it. You know, everybody's opinion matters. If you want to let loose, you want to talk a little shit, you want to vibe about your job, whatever it is. You just want to laugh. Tune in with me. Come bullshit with me, OG Tiger Lee. It's alive, 477-929-477-2425. You know what it is.
That's a motherfucking fact, yo. Hey, yo, OG Tiger Lee. Yo, don't hang up. I got another slapper right here, though. I know you gonna like this shit. Hey, yo, Sick. Drink out the bottle or nah? Good timing, man. And we definitely you at a good place and time of your life and my life. So we definitely going to stay in tune. I want you to give the world your social media so they can run those numbers up.
Yes, sir, man. You know my social media, man. It's Facebook, Six Still Real. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Still Real Records. The Still Real Records there. STILLREAL Records. RECORDS. You know what I mean? I'm on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. You know what I mean? Like I said, go to YouTube, Still Real Films, you know, or go to YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Look up Six Still Real Records, man. You know what I mean?
Man, yo, you got any shout-outs you want to give before we get out of here?
Yes, sir. I want to shout out, man, my nephew, Mezzy, Free Mezzy, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out my niggas Locked Up, Free Killer, you know what I'm saying? He'll be home next year, man, Free Came Bang, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the lost and gone, you know what I mean? Shout out, rest in peace, J-Dot. Shout out my brother, Skull. Shout out my sister, Lil Bit, you know what I mean? She got a nonprofit, Unique Sisterhood. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody out there doing their thing in Minnesota. I see y'all since I came home. Y'all been doing a lovely job. Y'all holding it down, man. You know what I mean? Keep holding it down,
man.
Shout out Minnesota Fest, too.
Man, shout out to everybody doing their motherfucking thing. All the callers, the listeners. I said the callers. I put the callers in the field, boy. I'm about to get to the studio right after this, boy. Yo, shout out to everybody doing their motherfucking thing, point blank, period. It's been a long day, and I know it's only Monday, but stay in tune tomorrow. You heard OG Tiger Lee just slide through. Same number, same time, different vibe. Hey, yo, Sick, ain't nothing to do but play this. You know what? Hey, yo, shout out to Mo Man. You feel me? Yo, that cat right there.
Shout out Mo Man.
Oh, man. That cat right there is something serious.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say this before you play this record, man? I want y'all to let y'all know my accolades, man. You know, I'm a five-time award winner, man, when they had the Minneapolis Hip Hop Awards. Two-time TC Best Hustler Award winner, Minneapolis Mayor Award winner, you know, Best Record Label Award winner, Best Graphic Designer Award winner, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the City Pages. I've been through two tours, you know what I'm saying, together, Minnesota to Kansas. You know, opened two stores in Minnesota, One Stop Shop Minnesota, opened a store, One Stop Shop Arizona, two of them, you know what I mean? I had Still Real Ladies Models, you know, I got 190 records or more on SoundCloud, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been on, you know, 89.9 Camo J, you know, with Peter, with Chris Styles and I, and been on B96 before, you know, was what it was with Peter Parker. You know what I mean? You know, I even created my own Minnesota Factors Awards, you know what I'm saying, on Minnesota Facts, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, man, I got more than 10 albums on iTunes and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So y'all check me out. So y'all find out who I really am and what I got in store, you know what I mean, what I got for as far as, you know, accomplishments, man. Tap in with me, man. Like I said, man, I ain't just one of these regular dudes that fly by, so I'm going to be around. So get in tune, man. No cap, no hate, man. Tap in with me.
Man, we definitely going to stay in tune. Definitely staying in tune. That's a fact. Hey, yo. Yo, Sick, you have a blessed night, brother. Stay tapped in. For the record, we do this 7 days a week, no days off. You heard?
Put that case on when your angle, get your head cracked for the peso. Yeah. Niggas talking, but they never done it.
Never
no,
done
I really
it.
Want it, unless they hold a hundred. Cause you either hundred or you getting money.
Yeah,
we tell me tucking niggas' stomachs.
Yeah.
Everybody say they got a body.
Got
up there hanging like we playing hockey. 40 popping like a potty. Chopper chopping like a Roddy.
Hot.
I ain't going out like I'm Biggie. Chasing through the city like they did Ricky.
Like
the next shot, sleepy hickey. Mickey Mouse drums hanging out the glitter.
Keep
it
shut up.
Keep it hitting with me, clip hole 50.
Yeah, I keep a shooter.